Well, give us an insight into the atmosphere in the dressing room at the end of that. No, that's
a it's
pretty
terrible.
Historic occasion.
Yeah,
it's
not a good atmosphere, to be honest.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
we
it's
feel pants.
One of the worst feelings ever, just knocking down 460 or whatever it was, three down. It's awesome for the boys, you know, when, especially after our first innings. I think a lot of guys or people around the country sort of wrote us off. Mm-hmm. And I think there was a little bit of doubt in the change room as well, but the way Bucky led us in that chase, scoring 240 or whatever he scored, not out, which is unbelievable, to be honest.
Yeah, because, I mean, the first innings was a bit of a horror story, wasn't it, by all accounts? I mean, I know Lords does things under cloud cover, but it looked pretty brittle and flaky.
I don't think it's just us. Like, if you look at them, we should have bowled them out for 130. So
no, I agree.
So it's one of those, like, when it's cloudy at Lords and first innings, especially with the no heavy roller going around all the time, like, they always start pretty soft at Lords. And if you start under cloud cover when it's moving and they're soft, it seems to exaggerate the movement. And then by the time Yorkshire batted, we'd had our heavy roller, they'd had their heavy roller, the sun was out. So I think the wicket just got a lot harder, and therefore it became a regular Lord's wicket towards the end. So, and as the scores proved, everyone sort of chipped in from both sides, from both teams. So, as I said, it's going to be hard when the conditions are like they were the first 2 days.
I mean, bearing in mind what happened in the first innings and the fact that you were chasing a ridiculous score that had hardly ever been made in County Championship history. I mean, Buck said that he said to the boys, look, don't worry about the result, just go out and bat. Did that almost help you after that first innings, that there was almost nothing to lose, really?
Not really, no. I don't think that sort of changed it for us. I think the fact that we were suddenly 180 for no loss, or by the time Robber got out, and by the end of day's play we looked at the scoreboard and we had 220 for one, and you're rocking up the next morning looking up at the scoreboard thinking we need 240 to win and 9 wickets. You're back
on a pretty flat pitch.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say a pretty flat one, but you're saying one that's become easier
decent
to bat on, yeah, and that if you bat well, you're going to score runs on.
With no cloud cover.
With no cloud cover, and you're sort of looking up thinking you're backing yourself to chase that 80% of the time. So I think this morning rocking up, especially rocking up with the sunshine and knowing that there was 30 overs left to the new ball, I think we were all confident in that sense that, you know, this is doable. Mm. I think if we had to start the day chasing 460, I think it would have been a different situation.
Totally.
With the new ball and what have you, but
totally.
I think that 220 runs you put on the board yesterday helped us out massively.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
And the rate we scored it at.
Yeah, aggressively.
Well, it just seemed that we could always get runs, even if they bowled one good over, the next over seemed to leak. Not that they bowled badly, it just seemed to score a lot of boundaries, which is usually you have fielders out and you protect the boundaries. So it's and they did have that, and we just somehow found boundaries, which was good for us.
I mean, obviously, these things happen once in a blue moon, and obviously this scorecard is going to be in. Have legendary status forever now probably, but in the short term for you as a team, what impact does this have? Because although it's not going to happen once every day, it must almost give you the feeling that you can chase anything.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Look, we obviously, there's a lot of things going around that our middle order is very brittle and all this and all that, but every time we play teams at Lords, no one else seems to score runs at Lords from opposition teams, but we seem to get given that sort of tag all the time when other teams seem to score a lot of runs at different grounds except Lords. So for us, we know at our home ground what a good score is. We know how to chase at our home ground. We know, I think we only lost 2 games in the last 4 or 5 years at Lords, so we know how to play here, which, not saying that we were going to knock down 460, but we know how to win at Lords. And that gives us a lot of confidence, rocking up at this ground, because we know 280 is a good score batting on a day one wicket at Lords, whereas people looking in would think 360, 400 is a good score at Lords, but wickets have changed in the last 3 years than what they have 4, 5, 6 years ago when I started playing. We used to score 450 for fun. So we know what good scores are. Obviously, scoring 100 in the first thing, it's not a good score, but you know, we sort of know what we have to do to win games. And the way Tim Mertz bowls and Stephen Finn knows, they all bowl their certain ends. They've all got their things that they do well at Lords, which complements us towards winning games.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess one of the biggest psychological things, though, Mallon, may be the fact that we've beaten Yorkshire, who are, you know, not only have we won, making 470, but we've beaten Yorkshire, who beat us twice last year, and who are many people's favourites for the title, for good reason as well.
Oh, massively. Like, on paper, Yorkshire got one of the best teams, or probably have got the best team going around. And I know when we rocked up for this game, we wanted to fight for everything and take whatever we could out of this game. And to walk away with a win, especially a win like this against a team as good as Yorkshire, was just an unbelievable feeling for us.
Mm.
I mean, on paper, I don't think there is a better team going around.
And I mean, it's a massive swing as well. I mean, if they'd won, obviously they'd have got 19 points and we'd have got 3. And now we've got 19 and they've got 3. A 32-point swing, that's pretty decent.
Massively, you know, and I think we, for some other reason, we have found a knack of winning. We've won a lot of more games last year than we did the year before, and hopefully this starts a trend for us. Not saying that we're contenders, not saying that we could win the championship, but if we keep doing what we're doing to our abilities on the conditions and especially on our home ground, you know, there's no reason why we can't be up there towards the end.
Mm. How are you seeing your own form? Because To me, in the first two innings of the match, you played as well as anybody.
Oh,
You didn't make a mess of runs, but you played as well as anybody.
I'm feeling as good as I've ever felt. As you said, it's just not in the scoreboard. It's just not showing all the way I'm feeling and the way I feel I'm playing. So, you know, hopefully that's going to change. If you keep doing the right things, eventually it's going to happen. So, just keep doing the right things. You know, I'd rather be scoring 30s every innings and 35s and contributing towards the team than scoring under 10. You know, at least if you're scoring above 30, you're having a meaningful contribution and partnership with someone out there, which takes time out of the game, which pushes the game forward for your own team. So as long as you keep contributing for that, you're pretty happy. But obviously from a personal point of view, it's a bit disappointing to get 4 30s out of 5 innings. So it is
four starts where you've done all
four
the hard
good
bit.
Starts, yeah. But look, I'm obviously not happy with the amount of runs I've scored, but I'm happy with the way I'm scoring them at the moment. So obviously I'd like a few more, and hopefully that will come.
Edgbaston next.
And hopefully that will come in Edgbaston.
You like Edgbaston, don't you?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I quite like the wicket.
I think the last 100 came at Edgbaston, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably was, yes. Actually, can't remember. I scored one so long ago, but
I wasn't going to say that.
Nah, it's only a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I knew when it was. I looked it up.
Was it? No. So let's say a year and a half ago. But no, look, it's obviously nice to go back to grounds where you feel confident and where you're happy playing. And, you know, hopefully the way I'm seeing him at the moment, the way I'm hitting, hopefully that can transform into another 100 for the team. And hopefully we can beat those guys there, because they've got just as good a team.
Yeah,
and hopefully they're missing a few players playing for England this week or next week against Scotland.
Yeah,
so
you never know. Mind you, we might be too. So
that is true.
But you know, I mean, I've got to ask you about Buck, I guess.
Yes.
I mean, an astonishing mental effort, as much as anything else, to just bat for that long faced with that score. But that's what he does, isn't it?
He's a genius. That's all you can put it. Like, he has his funny way of batting, and he has his horrible looks the way he plays. Not looks wise,
look,
but
right,
but the
it?
Way he plays. But he's as effective as anyone in the world, and he's proved that test level. He scored 4 test hundreds, and you know, his appetite to score runs, his appetite to win and to do well, not only for himself but for the team, and to prove a point to people, is just unbelievable. And he's a massive role model for all of us in the changing room. The way he goes about his things on the field, he's as professional as it comes when he's on the field, when he's training. And you know, to score 200 and something in a massive chase against a very good bowling attack, is just, you know, it's just hard to describe and hard to explain, but it's just awesome.
And I noticed in pre-season you had a few goes at the captaincy routine again in his absence. Presumably he's a pretty useful role model for that as well, and he's I should imagine he's whetted your appetite for for that role, hasn't he? You quite like that one, don't you?
Yeah,